Manu Patra alerts dated the 23rd of October 2018. Supreme Court has ruled against imposing complete ban on firecrackers and also fixed duration for bursting of crackers on the day of Diwali and other religious festivals. Supreme Court has banned online sale of firecrackers, restraining e-commerce websites from carrying out its sale. Supreme Court has dismissed a public interest litigation filed seeking to lower the legal age of men to marry from 21 to 18 and also imposed a cost of 25,000 rupees on the petitioner while dismissing the petition. Supreme Court has stayed the operation of the judgment of the National Green Tribunal which approved the Chardham Highway project in Uttarakhand on an application filed by an NGO and local residents, who alleged unfairness and lack of propriety on the part of NGT in dealing with application. Supreme Court has directed the Centre to finalise the Standard Operating Procedure, SOP, for handling complaints involving child pornography by the 15th of November. Supreme Court has sought the response of media bodies like Press Council of India, News Broadcasting Standards Authority, Editors Guild of India and the Indian Broadcasting Federation regarding the action taken against reporters and media houses who reveal the identity of victims of sexual offences. Supreme Court has taken note of over 5,000 vacant posts of judicial officers in lower courts across the country and sought information from all the 24 high courts as also states, terming the extent of vacancies as wholly unacceptable. Supreme Court has allowed a petition filed by a student from Nagaland and directed A.N. Magad Medical College, Gaya, Bihar to admit her under the central pool quota despite expiry of the last date for admissions. Delhi High Court recently acquitted three men, accused of kidnapping and raping a visually challenged pregnant woman, opining that there existed no medical or forensic evidence to connect the three to the crime. Delhi High Court has cleared the decks for the state to procure 500 more standard low-floor buses to augment public transport in the city. Madras High Court has closed the SUO Mato contempt proceedings against BJP National Secretary H. Raja for his alleged derogatory remarks against judiciary, after he tendered his unconditional apology in the court. Authority for Advance Ruling, AAR, Tamil Nadu has held that the liaison offices established with the prior permission of the RBI and the activities of the same are strictly in line with conditions specified by RBI permission letter do not amount to supply under CGST and SGST Act.